Well, we're getting you in the mood for Christmas 1 week away, but we do wish you a very Merry Christmas. And we will have, just to make mention, we will have a Christmas Eve service at 6 o'clock right here. And then our Sunday morning will be the same, 8:30, 10:45. But we won't do the Christmas Day evening service because we want you to be home with your family. So take note of that. Why don't we turn in our Bibles this morning, or you can look on the overhead in Psalm 85 as we're reading through the Psalms. Psalm 85 is a cry of the godly for their nation, and just asking that God's mercy would once again be visited upon his straying people. They seem like they constantly want to stray, that we do at times as well. And the psalm ends with declaring his joyous belief that God's restoration and God's goodness would come again. So you can follow along as I read Psalm 85. Lord, you have been favorable to our land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin. You have taken away all your wrath. You have turned from the fierceness of your anger. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps our pathway. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Lord, the fact that when people do go astray, your nation or even us as your church, Lord, you're there, you're faithful, Lord, to bring us on back on track, bring us back to yourself. And so, Lord, we do just thank you, God, as we go into a Christmas season. What a joyous time, Lord, as we recognize not only the birth of Jesus Christ, but the fact that he went to the cross for our sins. He was put in a tomb and 3 days later rose again to prove that he is who he said he is. He does what he says he'll do, save his people from their sins. And so we thank you, Lord, that we can be here this morning to worship you. And we desire to do just that in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we pray that this holiday season, this time, this Merry Christmas, the new year that's coming up, Lord, would not be a stress and a strain on us, Lord, but the joy of the Lord would be our strength, that you'd lead us and guide us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Joyful and triumphant, O come ye. declare that this morning. You're wonderful to us. We thank you for being perfect in all of your ways. Lord, we lift your name on high. Amen. Would you all stand with us? Bow down.